Always a few. The automation of our automobiles has been going on for a lot longer than most of us realize. It's not just automobiles either, it's trucks. Until just a few weeks ago, Uber was running autonomous trucks in Arizona. And what would happen is human truck drivers would get to the border of the state of Arizona and they would offload their cargo into these fully autonomous Uber Volvo trucks that would then cross the state of Arizona driven by the autonomous system. There would be an Uber observer in the front of the cab, but not driving the truck, only theoretically to step in if something went wrong. So it's not something that's on its way. It's not something that's coming tomorrow. It's here. It's here right now. But it's been going on for a lot longer, as I said, than most of us realize. You're looking at a 1958 Chrysler Imperial up there on the slide. And the question you're saying, well, that's my dad's car. That's my mom's car. And look at those big fins. Right? Remember when all those cars had great big fins, like they were going underwater or going into space? Why are we looking at a 1958 Chrysler Imperial? We're looking at it because it was the first commercially available car that had a new space-age feature called autopilot. Autopilot. Remember when you were a kid, dad or mom saying, we got a car with autopilot. Autopilot was touted back in 1958. In the following way, you keep alert, you don't watch your speedometer, autopilot does the speed watching for you. You'll see the consistent theme as these new technologies have rolled out is the touting of the technology is always 10 steps ahead of the reality when it comes to safety. That was true with autopilot, and you'll see it's true with autonomous vehicles, so-called AVs.